Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to The Delicious Podcast with me, Jilly Smith, and the second of our series featuring eight of the new cookbooks on the market this autumn. The series is sponsored by my favourite online bookshop, hive.co.uk, which supports the High Street, giving commission to your local bookshop every time you check out. The smaller bookshops often don't have the resource to sell online, and as so many of us choose to buy on the move, the High Street suffers. But Hive gives between 5 and 15% to your local bookshop. The higher percentage if you pop in to collect, reducing your carbon footprint along the way. It's all about the bookshop experience, and what I like about Hive is that they encourage easy book buying online while giving me the option to pop into my shop for a further browse and a chat about books with real book lovers. And that's what will keep the small bookshops in business. I'll give you the code at the end of the podcast to get your 10% discount off any of the books in the series, but first, I'm with Kerris Matthews, singer, songwriter, author, DJ on Radio 2, and on BBC Six Music as my favourite Sunday morning soundtrack. I caught up with her as she was handed a copy of her latest book, Where the Wild Cooks Go, for the very first time. As she leafed through the pages, I asked her if it was everything she'd hoped it would be.
Well, I wanted to make something that was interesting whatever page you opened it up on, and it seems to be doing that because it's almost like a scrapbook, because it's basically a love letter to the planet. So it's got poetry in it, it's got history in it, it's got music, like a playlist running at the bottom that you can access on streaming places, and then obviously it's got loads of recipes and stuff. So yeah, no, it's cool. It's got pictures of my kids in it.
It has. It's got pictures of you from a long time ago with a backpack and all sorts of things, hasn't it? And yeah. I mean, your whole life has been about travel, really. And this is the as you say, a scrapbook about your life story through travel, all the things you've picked up. It's like a magpie's scrapbook, isn't it?
It is, because, you know, people, well, I guess, for the moment, I do a lot of radio, so I pick music for both shows, the Sunday show on 6 and the Blue show on 2. And it's music that I've picked up, having travelled for all of my adult life. But I've also absolutely loved cooking. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the ideal night is a fire, good company, great bottle of wine or cold beer, whatever you drink, you know, great ingredients that you can throw on the fire and then just enjoy good company, you know. Yeah. That is, to me, that is the heart of a good life, heart of a happy life. And wherever you go in the world, I mean, you just find most cultures, food and company is at the heart of it. Of course it is.
Yeah.
So it felt like it was a good time. And a lot of people seem to be, when I'm doing the radio shows, a lot of people seem to be cooking.
Sunday lunch.
And when I'm cooking, radio is on, because it's, you know, I could put music on, but I want company as well. So the DJ kind of brings a bit of company and a bit of unpredictability, and then obviously the music. So I really felt the urge, and I did Hook, Line and Sinker, which was a sing-along book with Penguin. Gosh, I don't remember how long ago now. A few years ago, 2014. I just had the urge to put like tons of music, tons of my recipes from all over the world, and poetry as well, and put them out there.
Do you know what? It felt to me like you were writing it for your kids. How old are your kids?
I am with my marriage, and my second marriage. I've been with my husband for 11 years now. Between us, basically, we have five. From, I'll tell you, 9, 13, No, she's just turned 14. An almost 16-year-old, a 22-year-old and a 27-year-old.
Photo albums and, you know, diaries and things like that. You can tell your older kids about it. But it feels to me that this book is everything you want your kids to know about you. Not just where you've been, but how deeply you went into it through the food. And it feels like the food is a way of getting into that those cultures, that you just didn't just go there and come back with a couple of photos.
I hadn't intended that to be the case. I just love what I learn when I go about the place. But I also wanted to empower them to not have to eat takeaways, to not have to pay for pre-made foods with chemicals in them, to be able to know how to make fajitas without buying a spice mix because you've got the whole spices in the cupboard. It's basically, it's not rocket science. Cooking is not rocket science. Not this lovely home cooking stuff that I love. Yeah. You know, I'm not a chef. I admit that. I'm not into the foamy science of it all, or the, you know, the plastic sacks in water. I don't bother with all that. I just love, you know, I love cooking a cauldron for one. But anyway, that's the beginning of the book. No, I wanted to empower them so that they could just have the choice whether they wanted to buy ready-made or cook or throw a soup together and not waste food, because, you know, one of the biggest problems of the world today and the climate change and all the rest of it is the food wastage, and most of that is to do with not knowing the sort of building blocks of being able to throw things together to make a delicious meal. When I said at the beginning, it's a love letter to the planet. I mean, I think most of us who you know, are curious minded and care about the planet and love this life we get to live, you know, are thinking about the diet and thinking about sustainability as well. And I think the premise for me is that it's got to be really easy, because I don't want to be a slave to the, in the kitchen or you know, chained to the kitchen. It's got to be easy, fast, delicious, value for money, and sustainable.
Yeah.
And also cater for, you know, I've got meat eaters, I've got vegans, I've got vegetarians, I've got non-fish, you know, I've got the whole gamut, like most families and you know, groups of people. So that was what it was. Yeah. Easy though.
Yeah.
But also, you know, with the way that the world is set up, you know, it's a capitalist world in most economies, and people want to take the money out of your pocket. Yeah. They want you not to be able to make your own stuff.
Exactly.
And so this really is an empowerment tool.
Yeah, good for you. Excellent. That's a mission. Fantastic.
And sustainable, because, you know, the other thing is if you're eating ready-made or even tinned chickpeas or tinned anything like that, it's got sugars and salts in there. And so, you know, and it's way cheaper if you buy a bulk dry good, go to a dry good shop, no plastic, if you can, you know. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a saint at all, because I'm a working mum like the most of us, so sometimes you have to just make do, you know. But where you can, you keep your whole, you keep your chickpeas, you keep your lentils, you keep your rices, brown rices, that is, which is you know, you keep a whole load of those in containers.
A good pantry is the key to it all. You do travel all around the world through this book, though. You go from Jamaica, you go to China, India, you go to Wales, Ireland,
Scotland, England. Scotland,
and you tell the stories, and it's your countries. You know, these are all your experiences of them. It's a picture of these countries through your eyes and your stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like asking you which is your favourite child, but is there one of those countries in that particular book that really stands out for you?
No, that is pretty tough, because just like my music taste, I think we are what we are because we stand in comparison with the things around us, you know. So to take them out, you cease to glow as brightly, kind of thing. Yeah. But I do love the England chapter, actually, because, you know, you can forget that some people hadn't been to England, you know, from Wales. I was 16 before I went to London, you know, so there's a picture of me in Trafalgar Square with a pig doing the classic. Don't think you're allowed to do that anymore, but feeding the pigeons and smelling the smell of London, you know. So there's lots of smells in the book as well, because places do sort of have their own distinct savours, let's say. Yeah. And then you get the wonderful list of, you know, foodstuffs and the names, like say in Scotland, of the rumble thumps and Cranachan, and it's just the food. And in England, singing hinnies, which are named after the sound, that they're like Welsh cakes in a way, that to sizzle in as they cook. So there's all of that. It's just a you know, it's joyous going around the world and seeing what's the name of this and how do you cook that and how do you put that together, and shows you how to cook plantains and things, or, you know, all of this. There's mention of jackfruits and, you know, yuzu. Oh, the best, my favourite thing, actually. You asked me to single someone out. Okay, my recent most favourite thing is a salad dressing from Japan, and it's simple ponzu. So it's just you throw a bit of rice vinegar, a little bit of soy sauce, and any citrus juice. But if you've got yuzu, if you can go to the Japan Centre in Westfield or anywhere or online, those three things make the most delicious salad dressing, which is really totally light as well. So if you're watching your, you know, your intake of calories.
We had that very thing last night with
quinoa, lettuce.
We had it with ribbons of carrot. Just on its own, it was delicious.
It's so delicious. Yeah. A quick ponzu. It's immediate. And my kids are eating it.
Yeah, my daughter.
So they're eating all sorts of salads, and then throw seeds in, throw nuts in, and you've got a really... There we go.
Absolutely.
And it feels like a eureka moment when you get
fantastic.
These three different ingredients, and it's bigger than the sum of its parts.
You're
and that's
absolutely right.
I've got so many of those kind of ideas in there.
Yeah, it does feel like that. But also, not just the recipes. You throw in all sorts of little facts. I love the facts. It's just completely random stuff and quotes. Let's give a little one of the facts first.
Oh,
you know,
them.
The Jamaica, the first Jamaica railway was built in, I think, 1845. You just say kind of randomly.
Which I think was before an American railway was built. There was a lot of those quotes from Jamaica came from landing in the airport. They've got all these really, you know, they've got more like Olympic medals than any other country or something like that. I mean, it basically the premise of that is that for a tiny island, it packs a major punch, you know, in terms of athletics, in terms of food, in terms of music. God damn it!
Oh, God, it sounds
you know, it's like, well, it's a tiny little island.
I know. Then you've got the coconuts as the biggest seed in the world and can float across oceans. Never knew that.
And then they also say that apparently the coconut tree is the only plant that can sustain entire life.
That's
your
right.
entire life or something like that.
That's right.
I love these facts.
Ibn Battuta.
Fantastic Moroccan explorer. Why haven't most people heard of him? He is probably the greatest explorer of all time.
I've never heard of him, but I love him.
I love him too. He went through I don't know if it's written in the book somewhere, but exactly how many kilometres or miles he went. He is extraordinary.
I love this quote. Travelling gives you a home in a thousand strange places and then leaves you a stranger in your own land.
That is Ibn Battuta who said that.
That's Ibn Battuta who said that. And I just wonder if that applies to you. You've travelled so far, but where's your home? Where it feels like home for you?
You could twist that quote, you see, and you could say that it takes going away from home to know where home is, you know. Where is my home? Definitely London.
Rather than Wales.
Definitely London. You know, my children are here. My whole life is here. My neighbours, my community. I live in Notting Dale. You know, people will know it from the Grenfell tragedy that shouldn't have happened. It's full of great people from Ireland, England, Scotland, myself, from Eritrea, Somalia, Afghanistan, Morocco. You know, a lot of my friends have shared these recipes with me. You can go to Portobello and eat about 15 or 20 different kinds of cuisines from around the world. And for some reason, it works. The schools are great. The kids really are, you know, pumped full of confidence to try and aspire to things, and there's a sense of belonging for everybody, and we work for each other. It's just the ideal kind of world that you just don't hear about enough. So it's home for me, although, you know, of course I've got roots in Wales, and I'll always have that in my heart, and my mum's still, and my sister, my cousins, my grandmother's still living there, and I go back a lot, but I just like being a small fish in the big pond, and that's exactly what you get in my land.
And I've always felt that travelling kind of expands the mind, and it's really good for people to be, you know, to really understand different cultures. But we do know with the climate emergency that flying is just the biggest carbon footprint. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, guilty. And I know that myself and some clients that are musicians offset by paying extra for the carbon footprint. And the other thing I'm trying to do now as well, this summer, for instance, I'm traveling by train.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
So just trying to work on it. You know, most of us at home now are eating less meat, easily less meat, and that's really easy to do. Mm-hmm. We used to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't always used to eat every day. You didn't always have to have meat to think you've eaten a meal. And actually, it's much better for you, your mentality, your health, your body, and all that. So it's not a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's just us remembering what it used to be like instead of being, you know, fools to the marketing man who wants to sell you more stuff.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, more trains, less meat. And less waste. I think that's what we're trying to do anyway. And
You've come a long way. You talk about how your mother used to give you, you know, Vesta pancakes and sandwich spread.
It was Findus frozen pancakes.
That's the one.
We'd come home from school and be like, what's she have for tea? Well, you could, there's some Findus pancakes in the freezer. Only ate chicken and chips.
But she had an epiphany, didn't she?
She did. She totally did. And she's a total inspiration. Yes, my mum, Pauline.
She learnt it from her
neighbours and friends. Yeah, from Gujarat in India. And my dad got a taste for curry, hence the Vesta curries. And he just refused to eat anything else. I mean, he'd have like jars of lime pickle with him wherever he went. So it was cod's roe. Fritters from the chip shop and lime pickle. Anyway, so my mum started to cook and just absolutely just, it was like a light going on.
Yeah.
And we all learned from and through her.
Yeah.
And, you know, if she can do it, anyone can. So, there's a great recipe for dal in there, which is, again, one of the simpler recipes for dal. There are endless, infinite number of dal recipes, but for a cheap, delicious, easy, quickish, really healthy for your body and for the planet. A meal. Oh my word, dal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. One word, one syllable, dal. Nothing dull about dal.
Now, the other thing about this book, which is so packed with everything that inspires you, are the songs.
Yeah.
Did you put the songs on while you were writing those chapters?
I did. But I'm always listening to music at home. And then I actually spent a lot of time making sure they run in the right order as well. So there's a splay of kind of styles within. So in Mexico, for instance, there's banda stuff, there's mariachi stuff, there's more modern stuff, like this wonderful singer that I've just discovered, Carla Morrison, who's the last addition to this book, because I've been working on it for a while, and they're like, is it too late for me to add? Carla came on the show recently. She's just got such a wonderful presence and voice. Hopefully it's a real journey in itself, so it's not just one kind of music for one culture, because that's impossible. I mean, you know, most countries are full of regions and regional distinctions, but just as a opening flavour, it runs pretty beautifully. I love programming music, so
yeah.
Hopefully there's a journey and a wonderful flow there.
Yeah, and it comes right back to the way that we were talking about your show on Six Music in particular, where, you know, you're cooking a Sunday lunch and you've got your wonderful music playing.
Yeah. And the spoken word, I think there's some, did I put in some spoken word? Because I've got privy to the Decca archive, so there's occasionally, but there's definitely poetry in there.
There's definitely poetry, and I was going to ask you about the poetry, because it would be wonderful if you could read one of these poems,
I would love
to hear that on Spotify while I'm cooking as well.
Oh, I would love to do that for you. So let me use my book for the first time, see if the indexing works. So I'm going to go to the Middle East, 190. Oh, this is so exciting. So funny. Zoroaster, another. So I've got Confucius in there for China, Zoroaster, all these huge characters that you know, they're like some, you know, there's a reason why they prevail and they're still huge characters in their area. And to read about them is very inspiring, you know. He had visions when he was 30 and told him about the concepts of truth. And think good, do good is one of the mottos from him.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're in the Middle East, and I would like to read you a poem by a gentleman called Hafiz. He was born around 1320, and this book was given to me by Yasmin Khan, and her Saffron Tales is one of my favourite cookbooks.
Yeah.
And she came on the show and gave me this book, and I've treasured it.
I just interviewed her the week before, actually.
Really?
Yeah. She's a wonderful person, does a wonderful thing with Palestinian cooking.
Yeah, that's her.
Tells the stories of
the recent book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Zatoun. Every city is a dulcimer. There is the rising up from light's embrace you can see in a summer field or in a child dancing. Every city is a dulcimer that plays its chorus against our ears. If I don't ever complete a sentence while we're together, accept my apologies and try to understand this sweet thought. Birds initially had no desire to fly, so God sat close to them, playing music. When he left, they missed him so much, their great longing sprouted wings, and they took to the sky. Listen, nothing evolves us like love.
And if you want to buy Kerris's book, Where the Wild Cooks Go, visit hive.co.uk and use the discount code DELICIOUS10, that's DELICIOUS10, to get your 10% off. Don't forget to listen to all the podcast episodes at deliciousmagazine.co.uk/stories/podcasts. And I'll be back next week with vegan food writer Mira Soda, who shows me how to cook kimchi pancakes from her new book, East.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.